following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch is the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong way.
You're going
the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Seattle dominates in the 2014 opener, winning the game by a score of 36-16.
Kick is away, and it is good. Drive home safely. Atlanta wins 52 yards. Matt Bryant's 19th career game winner. And the Falcons come from two touchdowns behind to win.
Motions to the backfield, tossed to Cordero. Turns up the field to the 40, to the 50, to the Rams 40 angle, to the left of the 30. Shakes a tackle at the 25. Cordero Patterson back to the right, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown!
Kick by Carpenter is up. It didn't look very pretty, but he got it through on the Buffalo Bills. Come into Soldier Field and win in overtime in week one. 23-20 with 9:46 left in overtime.
This was a dominating performance by the Detroit Lions. They just ran past New York 35-14 in a game that probably wasn't even that close.
Sweezum's kick is on its way. The kick long enough. Kick high enough. That kick is good.
The field goal is good.
And we have the end of the game. Time on the clock. The Steelers win it in dramatic fashion. The Browns came back, but the Steelers said, no, this one's ours.
The final seconds will roll off here at Sun Life Stadium. The Miami Dolphins have defeated the New England Patriots 33-20 on opening day.
I don't know what shocked me more, that or Buffalo.
Buffalo was a pretty big shocker, I gotta say. But, you know, it's week one, right? Weird shit happens in week one.
We talk about it all the time.
Like the fact that when I put out my ridiculously goofy Twitter tweets about the games on Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning, right before the games, I put out predictions for every single game. And I got some Bills fan trolling me back saying, dude, you don't realize how good we are, man. And it's like, dude, you don't realize that what I just said had absolutely nothing based in reality whatsoever. So, yeah, man. So, am I a year early on the Falcons again? Am I a year early again on my Super Bowl pick?
I don't know. Well, one of your Super Bowl picks just got beat by the Bills. So
I know. What's going on with all this, man? It's Redskins lost. All kinds of shit.
So. Yeah. You know, one of the clips in there was Cordero Patterson, and it's a good thing he can rush for 100 yards. They're going to need that this week.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, because Adrian Peterson is sitting down because, well, I don't know when he did it, but Jesus Christ, he whipped the shit out of his four-year-old.
Easy with the whip the shit out of him.
He did. I mean, he whipped the shit out of him. He used a switch on him, which really isn't all that unusual. I mean, I've seen grandmas around here do it with kids, but you got to wait till they're like, you know, six or seven. You can't whip a four-year-old like that and leave a mark. Eight-year-olds, though, Tom, look, you can burn them with cigarettes. They just don't listen.
Well, there's a whole lot that goes on with this Peterson thing. For me personally, I have a tough time telling somebody how they can discipline their child. As long as they don't do, you know, harm to that kid that is you know, something that long term. I mean, here's the thing. Yes, he whipped his legs with the switch, and he got a little cut on the front of his leg. And he accidentally hit him in the scrotum.
Well, accidentally hit him in the nuts. Come on.
Well, here's the thing. Afterwards, all right, before anybody knew anything about it, before the police were involved, anything, he texted his wife. They have the text. Well, the baby mama, I guess. Not, I don't know if it's
baby mama. Yeah, that's the appropriate term these days. Baby mama.
And he, and
I believe that holds up in court.
And the text said, "You're going to be mad at me.
I hit Junior in the balls.
I accidentally left a scratch on the front of his leg, and because it caught him the wrong way, and I didn't mean to. And I feel he said he felt really bad. So, you know, it wasn't like this was intent or anything like that. And I again, man, I don't know. You know, I know how I raised my kids, and I sure as hell wouldn't want anybody telling me how to do it.
No, I wouldn't want anybody telling me how to do it either. I'm telling you, man, when Max needed a week in the basement with only bread and water, he got a week in the basement with only bread and water.
And
you know, I think he's been the better for it.
And he's a great kid. Look at that.
He's a fantastic kid.
Yeah.
You know what? You take off the end of one of the little fingers, boy, they get in line.
Boy, they real quick, real bam, they just snap. Well, they can't snap their fingers, but then, yeah, fast.
Right, right. Nah, see, here we go again, Tom, because here's how the NFL is anymore. This is our 10th season. It's steadily been going downhill to the point where here, less than 5 minutes into the show, I have to announce to people that, you know, we are rather tasteless in our humor, but that's really all it is. Don't go boycotting us.
Well, hey, look, I assume we're going to spend the entire show discussing Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice, because if you're watching ESPN or the NFL Network or you're listening to sports radio, there's no games going on. No games actually were played in football. It's nothing but off-the-field drama. I mean, it's unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh would not shut up about Ray Rice.
This President Obama's gone too far, forcing Ray Rice to punch his girlfriend in the zone of the air.
Look, it's... TMZ is the worst thing that could happen to the NFL, dude. TMZ is the worst thing that could happen to the NFL. Because all of us now, this is what we do. Like, we've always liked to put people on pedestals so we can rip them down and show them that they're no better than us.
Yep.
But now, man, we look for every goddamn reason in the world to get everybody's life utterly ruined. Look, this guy looks like he's abusing a kitten on the fucking television. Let's get him fired. Everything. I see you idiots on Facebook that post about this girl that does this shit with the puppy. I saw that like 8 years ago, for God's sakes. It was like one of the first things ever posted on Facebook. You people post, this woman's now 20 years older. Y'all are still looking at this video thinking, everybody go get her. Vigilante justice. And, you know, granted, I don't think anybody should be beating on their wife or their girlfriend or their kid, but show of hands, is there anybody out there under any other kind of misrepresentation that the NFL is not full of violent fucking psychopaths?
Right. You ever see them?
I mean, Jesus.
All right, hold on. Let's hold on. We're gonna get to a bunch of this stuff, but this is Bang Radio Hour number 249, John. That means next one. The next one.
Yeah.
Is the next one after 249. And
I think it's the one before 251, which would be the 250th anniversary of the first show.
Right.
So that's something to talk about.
Oh, well, there you just did.
All right.
Anyway, he's John. He's John. I'm Tom. And coming up, Freddie Smoop says the NFL be lying, John.
The NFL be lying? What's be going on now, the NFL be lying? That Robert Dunnell, we going to have a talk about him.
JPP is a screamer.
Yeah, he is. I heard about that. Heard he's a spitter, too.
We have a new Michael Irvin song. And the only people more upset than Buckeye fans are Michigan fans.
Dude, I didn't even want to text you on Saturday night. I had a lot of funny-ass things to say to you, but I thought, you know what? He's already out on the ledge. I'm not going to push him.
But you would have made me laugh, and I could have used that on Saturday night. So,
and then the Cowboys, 3 plays into the game. Boy, the season just disappeared.
Okay. All right, well, hold on. First off, the play of the week. The play of opening weekend, it had to be this one.
And drifting back under it is Brown. Little fake on the first man. Sheds him. Sheds the second man. Sheds the third up over the 40. Breaks it left of the 50. Blockers to the 40, the 35. Still on his feet inside the 30. And a late flag comes in as he gets to the 25-yard line.
I think he kicked the punter in the face.
Jalochi went Bruce Lee on the punter.
I thought it was WWF wrestling.
Oh, it was.
Tom, I'm fucking outraged.
Oh,
I'm serious. I'm outraged. This, look at this. This grown man, this football player, kicking that guy in the face with cleats on.
Goodell has the tape. We know it. I've seen it. Something must be done. This is ridiculous. We can't have this out of our freaking football players.
Oh, that was priceless, man. But he was just trying to hurdle the guy.
Dude, I don't think so, man. I think he looked dead at him and kicked him right in the face. I thought he was trying to hurdle him, too. But, man, once he got up in the air, he didn't try to pull his foot up to try to get out of the way. He aimed it and kicked him. I wonder if he owes some money from, like, the AFC North poker game or something. He's back there ready to receive the kick like that dude from Enter the Dragon with his hair all frizzed out and shit.
Wax on, wax off.
Oh, well, now that sounds like Jason Pierre-Paul.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that was I really enjoyed the Monday night game. I did.
That was
I needed
a lot of
that
fun.
Because here was the thing. I was on the verge of having the worst weekend ever. The worst opening weekend in the history of my life. Because, first off, the Buckeyes lost. First time they've lost to an unranked team, non-conference unranked team at home since 1983, 84.
Yeah, that was a stinger, boy. I'll tell you, they had a glimmer of hope in the third quarter for about 5 minutes, and then it disappeared.
And then of course, Dallas, which you mentioned, that happened. Well, I had a bet. I had a bet with the guy in the morning show at the Blitz, Loper. We had bet that we bet on Cleveland-Pittsburgh.
Right.
Okay, remember last year I bet on Cleveland to beat his Dolphins and I had to wear a dress?
Right.
Right. Well, we made the bet again this time. I got the Steelers. He took the Browns because all of a sudden he's Mr. Johnny Manziel fan.
So Johnny Bench.
So he's all, yeah, Johnny Bench. He's all about the Browns. So that was the bet. And I thought it was going to happen again. Because the Browns were down 24-3, I went to cook some food. I come back, it's 27-27.
Yeah, I tell you what, and you know, before Brown kicked the kicker in the head, or before he did that, he made Roethlisberger made a great escape and throw for a touchdown of about 35 yards,
right,
to Brown. That was fantastic. It looked like they were running away with that game.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you something. Speaking of Johnny Bench, today I'm listening to Steve Zabin. Steve Zabin. Here in the D.C. metro area, and they're talking about this game with the Browns coming up. And he says, and some are calling him Johnny Bench. I believe that's us.
Right.
I believe we did that first. And the other night, Sunday, I kept tweeting all weekend to Aditi Kinkabwala from NFL Network, who ignores me, but I know she likes me. I know she does, man. I know she does. But she doesn't answer because I keep saying to her, say Johnny Bench on the air. Say Johnny Bench one time on the air. Please say Johnny Bench on the air. Johnny Bench, Johnny Bench, Johnny Bench. Everybody tweet a Aditi Kinkabwala and say, tell her to say Johnny Bench.
No.
Call him Johnny Bench.
Tell her Bang said say Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I like Aditi. She's pretty cool.
Well, anyway, and there was that, and then the possibility of me losing my fantasy game. So I thought I was going to lose,
right?
You know, the Buckeyes, the Cowboys, the fantasy game, and have to wear a dress, and that would have been definitely the worst opening weekend of my life. But fortunately, I won my fantasy game and didn't have to wear the dress.
Yeah.
Jason Pierre-Paul,
he was wearing a dress.
Sounded like he might need to wear a dress.
I don't know. Monday night. He got a stinger. He got hit, and you saw how he dropped, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm watching the game. By the way, speaking of things that sound like they're dying, my dog is like 100 years old. You'll hear him in the background every once in a while, y'all. He's hacking his lungs out. There's nothing I can do about it. That's the way he's been for a while, so you'll hear him. Anyway, the overhead camera while Paul was down got a little too close with the microphone on, and you know the NFL don't want us to really hear what these guys are talking about or how it sounds when they're hurt, right?
Let's hope he's okay.
Ooh.
Injury timeout.
Ooh. Oh, he has to be hurting, man.
He is in serious pain. He's screaming like he's been shot in the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the camera immediately pulls away and goes, you know, dead on the microphone. But there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's your NFL players and what they do to each other. Because, like, 2 minutes later in the game, 3, 4, 5 minutes later maybe, Sue blows up a play in the backfield. Right, and they pan the crowd shot, which I love in HD. I love the crowd shot. And the crowd shot usually lasts less than a half a second. And there's this white guy in there with all his bro buddies, and he's pointing at the field and screaming off his fucking head, "Bitches!" Which is easy to lip read.
So here we have the guy on the field who's, you know, crying for his mama. And yeah, and we have this freaking guy way up, way away from the action, getting this pseudo-aggression on, turning into fucking freakazoid up there. And this is what the NFL is, people. Stop pretending it's this cleaned-up thing where everybody's perfect.
He's a palooka.
Right. Yeah, because if Paul got up even with one arm, he would have gone, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I didn't mean you when I said bitches."
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's always ready to point and say, look how awful this guy is. But this is what you cheer for, and this is what you turn into, all of us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Tell you what, I watch my defensive lineman smash some running back in the backfield. You know what I say when I jump up? Ah, F you, you pansy-ass pussy.
Yep.
That's right.
But, yeah, the Calvin Johnson show on Monday night was fun.
Yep.
That was, and that took care of things for me. And
yeah. See, I played against Julius Thomas. My weekend was not good. Your
yes,
son
that's
kicked
right,
the crap out of me.
Yes, my son.
Yeah. I had a good week, and all of a sudden, Julius Thomas decided to get into the game.
And Andrew Luck.
Yeah, well, you know.
But yeah, I loved what Detroit did to Eli. I saw a lot of Tom Dooley.
The Giants.
Yes, the Giants.
The Giants.
The Giants.
The Giants.
They went down in flames, man. That was a nasty. That was a bad loss. That's a team in full spiral. And I say, as a Redskin fan who had just an ugly game.
Now they got Arizona coming to town, I believe.
Right. Are they talking about Eli's job up there yet?
Oh, I haven't heard anything like that. Who would know, John? Who would know? All I hear about is Ray Rice, and now all I hear about is Adrian Peterson.
Right. Eli Manning, go hit your wife or something so we can find out if your job's in jeopardy.
Right.
Jesus Christ. We need knowledge here.
All right. So we got some new Michael Irvin here.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great stuff.
He was on fire last week.
Yeah.
He was fired up for the – yeah, I enjoyed that. I tuned in early because I've been getting up really early. And I was hoping to find LaDainian Tomlinson because LaDainian Tomlinson sound real funny when he talk on the TV. But I couldn't – he knew he wasn't on all morning. Unless is he on ESPN or something? Did anybody see him elsewhere?
I have no idea.
I had him marked for mocking this year. I was going to record a bunch of his stuff.
I know that one 49er preseason game.
Right.
Randy Moss was doing pregame and halftime.
Randy Moss.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was horrible. He was funny. But yeah. Oh man, yeah, I don't know if they're trying him out or what, but I don't think he passed.
I've never heard him do a game or do anything like that, but he's on that Fox NFL show on the Fox Sports Network that I haven't watched in a year. Yeah, he's on there with Urlacher, I think he is. And Donovan McNabb. I don't know why I don't watch that show.
Oh, I got to watch that. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been on for like a year. I don't even know if they're the same people that are on it. It came on right after the Regis show that was stupid. I don't even know if that's still on because I gave up on that channel.
The Crowd Goes Wild.
Whatever it was called, it was terrible.
All right, so here's Michael Irvin on NFL Network, and he's analyzing. He analyzing.
He's an analyst.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments. Man,
yeah.
LOL.
Oh, look, he's laughing right along with us.
Oh, hell. I'll tell you what, man. I miss me some Michael Irvin.
Oh, no doubt. Michael, what are you hungry for?
Bacon.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so here he is analyzing Julio Jones.
And I got a cornerback out here on Julio Jones. If this guy blitz, he's leaving him one-on-one with the most gifted athlete in this league right now. So if he backs off on a blitz, you get to him. What makes so easy, curse is going to pop. I'm going to take this because I'm so gifted and so great. Right. And if he comes up and tries to press now, and he blitz. He's so fast, he's gone on that touchdown. On that touchdown. Right.
Who is echoing his sound effect?
That's Warren Sapp.
Oh,
they're on that little
God.
Pseudo field that they have, right? And Sapp is pretending to cover him. So, yeah, we got a double swoop there.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Smell.
Remember that?
Smell. Bacon.
I smell that bacon.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Man, whenever we do an Irvin segment, I have no jokes because all I do is sit here and laugh.
Because I'm so gifted and so great.
Right.
Tell him, Michael. Tell him. He is an athlete.
Michael, your thoughts?
Oh, man. You know what?
Listen to me.
Right. Oh, right. No. All right. So here he is predicting what's going to happen to a few players on week one.
And I always say, whenever we can say never before in the National Football League, that ought to raise our hair and put you up there high. And never before in the National Football League opening week have we had two receivers go for 200 yards. But that's what everybody would do. And that's what normal people would do, not the playmaker. Opening week, I have three receivers going for over 200 yards with all of these.
Well, you're not going to name names.
I can give you a list.
Hold on. Here's the thing. We won't hold you.
No, you can
to
hold
this
me.
Being. No. We won't hold you.
Wait. Let me finish.
Let me go. We won't hold you to the name.
I don't need all the preambles. Let me just give it to you.
What the? What? It's like he's a preacher up on a. He's smacking the Bible.
I don't need all them preambles. Let me just give it to you, man. Here it is. Preamble.
He don't need them, man. He don't need no preambles.
Man, here it is. I like Calvin Johnson in one. Demaryius Thomas could be two. And I can't throw my boy Dez Bryant in there. Y'all just talking about
will.
What the San Francisco 49ers are having problems with. And yeah. Dez Bryant in there, too. Okay.
Preambles.
You don't need no preambles. Holy crap. Man, I'll tell you what.
Preambles.
It was on his word of the day toilet paper that morning. Oh, shit.
Preambles.
I can listen to that all day.
Preambles.
There's nothing. Who else talks like that on the whole of television?
Yeah, you know, so we always do the Irvin Christmas carols, and I'm sure we'll have a couple new ones this year, but we don't have to wait for Christmas, right?
Right. Let's do a song.
We can just do it now.
I'm an analyst. I'm supposed to teach. He's so fast. He's the tight end in the head. And by it's all for real, by time it's all said and done. We beat people, and then when they come up on us, we bring our white guy in. And every time Jordan comes in the game, yeah. They come up like, oh, y'all got a white guy? Okay, yeah. We got him. Yeah. And it's cool. What y'all got a white guy? He's so fast. Bill Belichick. I'm just saying. Because I'm so gifted and so great. The game of wide receiver is a precise game that requires precision.
Do they have the character in that locker room to come together after a blow up like this?
I don't need all the preambles. Let me just give it to you, man. I didn't have green beans or squash. We had government cheese or government peanut butter. That's all we had. And I eat both of them. LOL. It stands for laugh out loud. Bacon. You know, brother. You know I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
that.
I love bacon.
You don't love that
bacon. Bacon is something different.
Michael Irvin's car almost hit me at the Cowboys game. And then hashtag Cowboys Nation. And then Michael's comment.
Yeah. That was just almost, buddy.
God bless.
I just need to explain it. I'm supposed to share my experiences and give my knowledge.
And you do that, Michael. You do that very well. I love there when at the breakdown and then the song goes quiet and you hear
bacon.
Right.
Him and Marshall Faulk have their bacon discussion. I like at the end there when Rich Eisen does his Michael Irvin impression. Oh my God, it's dead on.
Wait a minute.
Michael Irvin's car almost hit me at the Cowboys game, and then hashtag Cowboys Nation, and then Michael's comment.
That was just almost, buddy.
God bless.
And then listen to Urban.
Oh, my God.
Didn't take that long. I was depressed because of this.
That is depressed.
Oh, that laugh.
Preamble. Preamble.
In the background, it sounds like he's making a porn movie, for God's sake. Oh, hell, I can't wait for Sunday morning. I'll be up bright and early. This is better than Saturday morning cartoons. I sit in front of the TV with a bowl of cereal, and I watch Michael Irvin make cartoon sounds.
And you're gone with him.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking of sending them that song.
I think I will.
All right. Let's go to break. Shit. Let's go to break. And when we come back, a little Ray Rice. Just a little because of Freddie Smoop. That's okay. Why.
Just because of Freddie Smoop.
Because Freddie Smoop says the NFL be lying.
They be lying. And they be from Detroit.
All right. We'll be back.
Bang. Bang.
I'm an analyst. I'm supposed to teach. He's so fast. He's the tight end in the head. And by it's all by time it's all said and done. We beat people, and then when they come up on us, we bring our white guy in. And every time Jordy comes in the game, they come up like, oh, y'all got a white guy? Okay, we got him. Yeah. And it's cool. What y'all get a white guy? He's so fast. You know? Bill Belichick. I'm just saying. It's cool. Because I'm so gifted and so great. The game of wide receiver is a precise game that requires precision.
Do they have the character in that locker room to come together after a blow-up like this?
I don't need all the preamble. Let me just give it to you, man. I didn't have green beans or squash. We had the government cheese or government peanut butter. That's all we had. And I eat both of them. L-O-L. It stands for laugh out loud. Bacon. You know, brother. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
I love bacon. You're going to love this.
Bacon is something good.
Michael Irvin's car almost hit me at the Cowboys game, and then hashtag Cowboys Nation, and then Michael's comment.
That was just almost, buddy.
God bless.
I just need to explain it. So I'm supposed to share my experiences and give my knowledge.
That's all, folks.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday, and you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage, attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
Hey, this is John from Skillet. You're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
I need a hero to save me now.
Virginia Tech players come exploding onto the field to celebrate a big win in Hokie football history in Ohio State. It's been a long while, but the Buckeyes losing on the field at home, falling 35-21 to Virginia Tech.
Man,
they're exploding on the field.
Whether they realize it or not, it's now a whiteout here in the horseshoe.
Well, I happen to love college football this week. I think the NCAA finally proved itself a fair governing body by reinstating Penn State.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much. I think they looked at the Big Ten and said, shit, we need somebody that can get out there and win us a bowl game, so let's get them back in there. Hackenboig, baby. Hackenboig.
Well, it ain't Michigan.
Nope.
God, man.
No, it ain't.
Boy, they. I don't know what radio show this was.
I don't either. The guy says the call letters in the beginning of it, if you hear it, and then I think the dude says where it's from, and I guess I could have been smart enough and looked it up, but I just grabbed this off of something Diamond Joe posted.
Well, this Michigan fan calls into the radio, and he's just losing his mind. Here's this.
Let's go back to the phone, 734-998-1050. Apparently, it's the early morning of the Pauls. Paul in Toledo. Paul, what's up?
Yeah, this is Paul. You show I ain't checked. I just headed back home. I just got to tell you right now, that is absolutely a joke. I heard one of your sponsors get some burritos. Brady O can grab some burritos and get the heck out of town. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, here's the deal. Devin Gardner's got a defensive lineman number. Get him on the defensive line. Let's get a quarterback in there that knows how to throw and throw to RT. Let's get John Beilein coaching both teams. Chrysler Arena and the Big House are right next to each other. Let's get John Beilein, John Horford. Let's get all those guys. Mitch McGarry, I don't care how many trees he smokes. If he can score a touchdown, get him on the field. We need to keep playing back in a big way. You know what I'm talking about, Ira? This is a joke. I'm in Toledo, Ohio, enemy territory. We need some W's. What is Michigan about? Engineering? Freaking engineering. Let's win football.
To hell with your fucking degree. Nobody's gonna hire you anyway. Play football and work in Subway.
You know who he reminded me of?
I was busy firing up my section.
That's who it was. Mike Feleni calling into 10:50 in Toledo. I would imagine that's 10:50 a.m. in Toledo. I guess we could figure out what that is. But we're too freaking lazy. So Mike Feleni calling in to the Jimmy and the Chicken here on the Fan in Toledo.
I showed up tonight.
Right.
Well, I don't know if I can do burritos. What the hell's he going on about burritos on in the beginning?
Let's win football!
He says, but what the hell with your engineering? Get playing football.
Oh. Sickening! I did my job.
Maybe all of the global warming has released some kind of gas into the atmosphere that comes down into Michigan every goddamn September and makes people go goddamn crazy. You know what, though, Tom? This dude could have gone pumpkin picking.
So. Yes.
So could the Chiefs, I guess.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
That's a good rant right there. He didn't turn his radio down. I'm surprised the dude didn't yell at him. Yeah, so that, whoever that is on 1050 in Toledo, he's all right in our book because he recognized gold when he heard it and didn't bother to stop it.
Yeah, he wasn't going to interrupt that.
Right, he said, let this dude go. So he's on the A-list.
Right. So anyway, that was fun. So I guess Michigan fans feel worse than Buckeye fans.
Hey, man, I'm a Penn State fan. I'm feeling pretty damn good. That's right. We're going to roll with Hackenboig.
All right. So I say Ray Rice. What do you think?
I say tomato. No, what do I think? I think he punched the shit out of his girlfriend.
And then she married him. And then she married him.
Yep, then she married him. And but, you know, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, after that initially happened, they were both charged with simple assault.
Right, simple assault, which did look pretty simple to me. It was just a straight left cross. It's not like there was a whole lot of ducking and weaving going on there.
I don't know if a lot of people realize this. You know, you don't have to testify against your spouse.
No, absolutely not, especially when they're unconscious on the floor. You can say you didn't see nothing, did you?
Right. Well, here's the thing. On March 27th, the charge against her was dropped,
right,
and his charge was changed to aggravated assault.
He looked pretty freaking aggravated to me. Something pissed him off.
And then the very next day, March 28th, they conveniently got married.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I thought at the time that this was all about for the money, and I still think that she was going trying for the money, and now that's been yanked out from under her, so she's kind of screwed. But,
I disagree with you.
Put it out on Instagram
Hold on. Before you explain that, let me just tell you, do you realize they had a child together before they got married?
Oh, no, I had no idea. Does he hit the kid with a switch?
Well, I don't know about that, but she could already get paid because she's got his kid.
Well, yeah, if he hits it with a switch, though, man, they could exile his ass to fucking Ukraine. That's right. I'm serious. But, anyway, go ahead. I assume we were going to get to the part where she put out the comment that she put out on Instagram.
No, you were saying, you thought she was just after the money, but she already had the money because she's the baby mama.
Right, and even if she was just after the money, now she's faced with a situation where she's going to try to make it work, and she's really, I kind of felt for her when she said everybody's ruining her life, and I agree. Whatever happened, and I don't have any sympathy for him getting fired. I don't have any sympathy for him or her losing any money or anything like that, but Jesus Christ, people, because now all anybody wants to do is just jerk off over the bodies. You bunch of freaking freaks, man. That's all anybody does anymore, dude, is just rubberneck at the wreckage of people's lives.
But, John, here's the thing. Some greatness could come from this.
What, Justin Forsett? I wouldn't put him that far up there. He had a
what?
Couple
good games. No. I don't really care about all of it.
Right.
I just hope the outcome is that Roger Goodell gets fired.
Look, he's not going to get fired. I mean, he might, but the owners like him, man. He makes money.
Right, but he might succumb to the public pressure and resign.
He might, but see, that's what I think that this independent, independent guy that's looking into it, I can't remember, the independent investigator who's looking into this, Tom, and he's being guided around by Wellington Mara's son and Rooney's kid. All right, so.
Well, why do we have an FBI guy investigating this? For what?
Well, for one, he's a former FBI guy who works for the law firm that represents the NFL in most of its cases. For two, because that is a thing that they can say on the NBC Nightly News and say, former FBI director is looking into this, and people will go, oh, well, they must be taking this seriously. Something's going to happen. And now this dude can stonewall for 3 or 4 months until everybody's thinking about the playoffs and nobody gives a shit anymore about this. And then they can find a replacement for Roger Goodell and quietly excuse him.
Ugh.
This is how it's going to go down, Tom. And then maybe after watching that Ravens game last night, his successor will say, I think we have to get back to allowing them to play football.
Yes.
Ed Hockley, you're fired. Get your big muscle-bound old ass out of here.
And keep the damn football teams here in the United States.
Dude, they called that frickin' roughing the passer against the Ravens right off the bat when they hit Roethlisberger in the chest.
Yeah.
What? That's what you're supposed to do.
I know.
Anyway, I blame Joe Theismann.
Well, anyway, Roger Goodell. Why wait a minute? Oh, yeah, Joe. Okay, I got you.
No, not his leg.
Right.
Not his leg, because Joe Theismann was on Monday Night Football, and every play that happened, he'd go, well, I don't know, because I know better than everybody. Let me see if his foot was in. And before long, everybody's second-guessing the refs, and that's when they brought the instant replay in, and now you can't even beat your kid.
Well,
it's a sad day, Tom.
Roger Goodell went on CBS this morning, and Norah O'Donnell interviewed him, and man, she just grills him on whether anybody knew anything about the second tape before it came out.
The question becomes, did the NFL drop the ball, or was the NFL willfully ignorant about what was on this tape?
Well, we certainly didn't know what was on the tape, but we have been very open and honest, and I have also from 2 weeks ago when I acknowledged that we didn't get this right. That's my responsibility, and I'm accountable for that.
So did anyone in the NFL see the second videotape before Monday?
No.
No one in the NFL?
No one in the NFL, to my knowledge, and I've been asked that same question, and the answer to that is no.
How is it that the NFL couldn't get their hands on the second tape, but a website called TMZ could?
Well, I don't know how TMZ or any other website gets their information. We are particularly relying on law enforcement. That's the most reliable.
Oh, well, but he just insulted law enforcement then, didn't he?
Well, I would imagine, because law enforcement was who came and outed him after that. He should have just told the truth. Look, who watches the sequel? Honestly, nobody, really. After Godfather 2, there's really not that many good ones.
Well, it seems like there's an awful lot of evidence that that points to him lying about this. I mean, they've got a voicemail from some girl working at the NFL office who left them a voicemail saying, "Thank you for the tape. This is terrible.
This is terrible. I swear to God, I could barely even see it. I mean, I see him hit her, but there's no teeth or blood flying anywhere. I thought this was going to be a decent party, Roger."
Dude, it's just a freaking mess. It's just a freaking mess. And they got this guy with the Panthers, what is it, Greg Hardy, who is convicted, right? So why isn't he out? Okay? And now Adrian Peterson smacking his kid around. Okay, he's out. So who's next? What, are they going to go back and retroactively say O.J. Simpson was out for all of his games and Larry Brown was the rushing champion?
Well, Josh Gordon's suspension's about to be reduced to 8 games.
Yeah. Good.
Because they're going to relax.
They should reduce it to nothing.
Yeah, they're going to raise the marijuana threshold.
You know, the NFL said, you know, it's high time we realize that absolutely nobody gives a shit if this is even illegal anymore.
Right.
Nobody cares.
And guess what else? Nobody, not one fan, gives a damn if a player is smoking weed.
Nope. Not one bit.
No one cares.
Look, it's good for your team. Last night, I have it on a good authority, Tom, that the Steelers coaches were telling Ben Roethlisberger to yell 5-0, 5-0 every time he gave the ball to one of their running backs so they'd run faster.
Oh, my God.
They can scoot through alleys quick as shit when they hear that. Hook 5-0, 5-0.
Oh, my God, John. We are going to hell.
What? That was a perfectly fine, good pothead joke. LeGarrette Blount. Man, we get to play Baltimore twice? Oh, hell yeah.
All right. This is a clip of the Baltimore Orioles announcers, and we all know you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, and you're having
right.
a ball. You're just all excited.
Well, you know, here again, one more time, Chris Davis suspended today 25 games for quote-unquote amphetamines, Adderall. What the fuck? Sports is no fucking fun anymore, Tom. They don't ever talk about the ball.
Adderall?
Yeah, Adderall. He's been taking Adderall all year, and he didn't bother to pick up the phone and get the goddamn confirmation that he was supposed to get, because he does have an exemption. He just has to apply for it. The stupid meathead, he just took it all year, and now he's out.
It's obvious if he's taken Adderall all year, he forgot because he's got ADD.
Right. Exactly. He had no idea what he was doing. It's not his fault, Tom. That's the mantra of the modern age.
Right. Oh, wait. Wait a second. Hold on. I almost forgot. Oh, my God.
What?
Before we do that, back to Roger Goodell and not getting the tape, Freddie Smoot said it's a lie.
All lies. All lies. I tell you something about the NFL. They know everything. When they came to draft Fred Smoot out of Mississippi, they know what elementary I went to, when did I get hurt, if I ever got suspended. They know everything. You're talking about a $1 billion business.
Billion.
They knew. They tried to separate themselves for it. And now that it's out, and now that the public is seeing it and don't like it, they're trying to separate themselves from Ray Rice, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Freddie has spoken.
Well, there's a bit of a difference in knowing where you went to elementary school or if you ever got suspended, stupid. That's called your records, and anybody can look them up. Your report cards, for God's sakes.
The NFL knows, John.
They be no everything, Tom. They be no everything. They got Vibio of me with a double hip a dildo blevagely, and they said that was me, and I best get on out of Minnesota before I even bother to cut my grass. So I upped and left. Now, they been making all kinds of money on Mitten Man videos, and I don't get none of it.
Well, it's a good thing that the double-headed dildo didn't violate any NFL policy.
It's about the only thing it didn't violate.
All right, so back to the Orioles announcers. back to the Orioles announcers, and they're talking to Bud Norris about fantasy football.
Well, right. You know what, Bud? Let's get to the good stuff. Fantasy football. Do you partake? And if you do, how does your team look?
Oh, yeah. We definitely partake. We had our draft just the other Monday. It's obviously called the show league around here. It's not cheap to get in it, just so you know. But, yeah, my team's all right. I made a mistake and played Rodgers this week. But how are you supposed to set your first-round draft pick in week one, even though, playing Seattle's a tough task. But, it's going to be fun. We obviously talk a lot of shit during the whole time for it and enjoy it.
Oh,
that was on air.
That was on the air.
Oh, sorry. His face was great. You know how they put those Mickey Mouse ears on him, right? Those big ass headphones on him,
right?
And he starts kind of looking around like some stupid idiot, and you could just hear the guy in his head. Shut up! No!
We obviously talk a lot of shit.
Right.
Hey, good. But see, this is the thing. People talk like this. This is how we talk.
I'll bet you.
Why can't you let him talk on television? For God's sakes. You know, he's going to get out there and scratch his balls, Tom.
Well, speaking of fantasy football, when somebody is naming their fantasy football team, you know, they usually, try to pick something that's funny, you know, crack up the other guys in the league, you know, something with shock value. And
did you get into our fantasy leagues?
Yeah.
Okay, you're in them? Not the keeper league. I mean the Bang Radio.
Gridiron Challenge.
Yeah, you're in there?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Michael Vick ate my dog. That's my team name.
Going with a classic, I see.
Yes. Well, I've been using that for a while. But anyway, so this Slate.com analyzed more than 360,000 fantasy team names this year. And what?
I can just see the editor sticking his head out of the door. Hey, who's got nothing to do this week? Johnson, come here.
All right, so checking in at number 10, the Cleveland Steamers.
You see, that's a classic. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Number 9, multiple scorgasms.
It's all right on the pun side, but it's a bit...
Number 8, are you ready for this?
Go for it.
Dallas Cowboys.
That's just stupid. You know what? And you know who they drafted? Last week they were going, God dang it, Tony Romo, son of a bitch.
I told you not pick him, Skeeter. I told you don't pick him.
All right, now we got a reference to the league. Number 7 is called Chalupa Batman. Number 6, also a reference to the league. Password is Taco.
Right. Taco's our buddy.
Yes. All right, and number 5, Victoria's Secret.
Somebody's girlfriend said, that's funny, let's do that.
That's clever and sexy, your friends will think it's sexy.
All right, have you ever seen the movie Step Brothers?
Yeah, once.
Yeah, number 4, Prestige Worldwide.
See, if he called it Balls on Your Drum, I would have remembered it. Balls on Your Drum is a good one.
Oh, hell, I got to use that next year.
All right. Balls on Your Drum, copyright John Taman, 2014.
I'm betting you haven't heard the big hip-hop hit called Turn Down for What?
No, I'm... You win.
Okay, well, there's the number 3, checking in number 3 fantasy team name is Turn Down for Watt, as in J.J. Watt.
Oh, you know what? They turned down everything for him. They put RG3 to bed last week. That dude, I mean, he was so dominant that in the third quarter, after he made like yet another huge play, he kind of turned around and looked at his teammates and gave him that shoulder shrug, like, you know, sorry, I'm out here kicking everybody's ass. You know, I don't know what else to do.
I think he's best defensive player in the league.
Dude, he's the one that blocked our extra point. He just kind of walked up there and stuck his freaking hand up and whomp. I mean, seriously, he was badass. He was he's worth every penny.
All right, I'm going to skip number 2 for a second and tell you what the number 1 team name is. And it cracked me up because we have this team in our league.
Oh, really? Here we go.
Show me your TDs.
No, really?
Yes.
Okay, now we've either got somebody famous in the league here. Or somebody's just been reading too much Slate magazine.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for anybody who doesn't get it, show me your TDs, show me your titties.
Oh, right.
But number two, John, number two. Now, granted, this survey came out on September 8th, so it came out before the second video was released.
Right. Oh, great. Here we go.
Yeah. Now, you're familiar with the headphones, Beats by Dre?
Right.
Yeah, it's Beats by Ray. Yeah. Beats by Ray.
You know, not only, first off, I'm not going down any tasteless jokes like that. Because, for one, they're hacked out, man. Every freaking morning zoo from here to goddamn L.A. has done that. And, two, that's just not my style, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'd rather make the subtle joke about she should have made him a sandwich. Something like that. Not really even all that fun, y'all. I know, that was terrible. Did you see what the guy on Fox News said? This is on the news, dude, or whatever they call that thing.
Yeah.
He said that the lesson here is take the stairs. Brian Kilmeade, the little freaking tiny forehead with no eyebrows. Yeah, twit. Anyway, I'm stepping all over the place.
All right, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I are moving.
Mm-hmm.
We've been living in the same place for 21 years.
Yeah, got rid of the kids.
Dude. Raised a family. And so we're moving.
Time to move into Leisure Acres, where Tom will have plenty of time for shuffleboard.
No. We bought a house. We just got out of the school district we were living in because I can't justify paying those taxes. But anyway, we're moving, packing, throwing away, organizing 21 years worth of shit, man. Do you know what you can accumulate in 21 years?
Especially if it's shit.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you know, I was at Tom's house once about, 10 years ago now?
Uh-huh.
I guess so. It's not so bad once you find your way around the newspaper stacks.
I still never forget. You slept in my son's room with Emmett on the wall. Big old Emmett Smith on
never
the
slept.
Wall. Big head.
I felt like there was something evil looking down at me. And it was sharp as a balloon.
So anyway, this is very time consuming, and my studio is going to be all tore apart, and so we have to take a 2-week hiatus.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
So we're not coming back till the end of September?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I'm sorry.
All right.
I have no choice. I can't help it. I mean, this is a hell of a job, man.
At our age, we start and stop a lot.
So I am sorry to take 2 weeks off. There's just nothing I can do about it. I mean, we're moving. Our life is being changed dramatically, so, you know.
So there, people. That's what you get for not donating.
I'm sorry. But, you know, hey, look at it this way. When we get back, Dallas will be 3-1. Isn't that great?
That'll be interesting. Let's see. What should the Cowboys be when you get back? What do you think?
I don't even know what the schedule. I know they're playing the Titans Sunday.
Right.
I don't know what the schedule is.
Who else? I think after that they play somebody else that can beat them, and then after that they play somebody else that can beat them.
Fuck you. Who you got this week?
Jacksonville, it's a must-win, Tom. I'm telling you, this town will go absolutely apeshit berserk crazy.
Oh, my
They're
God.
They're already yelling for Kirk Cousins.
I was going to say, if you lose to Jacksonville, it's crazy. If you lose to Jacksonville, Kirk Cousins will be your starting quarterback.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what, man, it's crazy. This town just expects everybody to be right out of the box great no matter what, and there's no learning curves. So.
All right.
That's all there is to it.
So anyway, I'm sorry about the 2 weeks off. I don't have a choice. But
all right.
So there it is, and we'll do it again next time.
Later, and even later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons. BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.